6:43 on this Monday. Now, imagine this. You come home and a man is in your house robbing you. Your children are upstairs. This led this mother to go on social media and put out this response. Here it is.
You won't do it again. We will find you. Don't mess with my home.
That's Maria Lucci. She's a, well, a former veteran reporter and anchor, self-business owner. Her business is TheEmpoweredMom.com, and she's here on WILS. Maria, great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and this, how long ago did this happen, this incident in your home?
This was, a week ago last Thursday.
Wow. And in the video, you're holding a gun. So what were you saying, basically?
Well, let me set the scene for you when it happened. So it's 5:50 in the afternoon, broad daylight. I was having a fitness health event at my home. My two little boys were upstairs. My husband had taken our other son to his baseball game. I walk outside to take something out there quickly, and then I go to my bedroom to go change clothes. Then as I turn the corner, I come face to face with a person dressed in all black, mask, and standing in my home.
What was your initial feeling in that moment?
I was terrified. I was shocked. I was scared. A million different things go through your mind all at once. You see this happen to other people, and you think you know what you might do. Right. But my initial instinct was protect my children.
Did you have a gun anywhere near you at that point?
No, and I don't carry a gun around on my person
in
my
bedroom.
Home.
Right. It's not a bedroom thing to have a gun on you, right?
Well, and I came face to face with him, so I wouldn't have had a chance to.
Okay.
Luckily, we were so close that they went running.
Okay.
Now, here's what you don't do, but I was fight or flight in this moment. I ran another direction to another door because I could see where they were running. And I ran out there, and I just screamed, "You're on camera! You're on camera! You're on camera!" Meaning we have surveillance cameras inside our house and outside our house.
Okay, that's good.
And then I ran and called 911.
Have they been able to find this person? Or?
Yes.
Oh, they have?
One has been arrested on a second-degree felony. The case is ongoing because there are others involved.
Go ahead. When you posted the video, what happened?
Yeah, well, when I posted that video, it was hours later because the scene was so surreal. I had McKinney police officers in my home and forensics and guests in my home. So it was hours later. They said, you know, you're probably going to know these people. They've probably been in your home. Protect yourself. They might be coming back. So then that's when I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared. So I am not some Annie Oakley vigilante, you know. I'm just a mom protecting my kids. I think I actually did what almost any parent would do, which is protecting my home and my family.
Yeah. Well, that looked like a pretty serious weapon you had in the video. You weren't playing around.
No, and it wasn't that I was threatening anyone. I was just saying, don't come back.
Yeah.
We have information on you. You know, if you're planning on coming back, please don't.
Yeah. Now, did you know this? I mean, from the person they've arrested, is that somebody you somehow knew? Or?
The particular person that actually committed the felony, no. The other people involved, yes.
Oh, really? Like friends of the family somehow, or...?
Friends of my children.
Jeez, what does that feel like to know that you were set up that way?
You know, it's heartbreaking, to be honest with you, Mike, because I'm not a perfect parent. You know, we all do what we can, and one of the things is, you know, you get to know the kids your children are hanging out with. Mm-hmm. You get to know the families I invite them into my home so that we can get to know them. Never did I think it would come to this. I will tell you, that video, plus what juveniles were posting on Snapchat, that they think disappears, it doesn't disappear.
Oh wow.
So the police
were able
to find things. They were quickly able to bring it to...
Hey, Maria, what kind of reaction have you gotten on social media to your post? I thought she was gone. Yeah. Almost there. How's the line looking, Solomon? I see Solomon's on the phone. Do we have the next guest on? Let's do it. That was Maria Lucci. Look, the phone lines, they come, they go. While they're there, we're grateful for them, but sometimes they disappear. You can find her at theempoweredmom.com, theempoweredmom.com.